Well, it's not rocket science, but it is brain surgery. And one of my top 10 favorite Newfoundlanders and one of the smartest people around, Dr. Angela Genge, is on the line. Good morning, Dr. Genge. How are you?
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
It's nice to talk to you again. So this is ALS Awareness Month? Week?
Yes, month.
Okay. Now, month. ALS is Lou Gehrig's disease, correct?
Correct.
Okay. What we're talking about early diagnosis for ALS and how it might be able to make a difference. What is the issue right now?
So the issue right now, Andrew, is that there are finally, after all these years, a number of new medications, new drugs and treatments that are in development for different kinds of ALS. We used to think of ALS as all one kind, mostly. And what we're discovering is that there are a bunch that are related. A bunch of people get ALS who have a genetic mutation, and other people get a form of ALS that is much faster than regular ALS, and other people get a very slow form. And what we're looking at with all these new drugs is we're realizing that we need to get treatments to people early in order to make a really big difference. So there's a real desire on the part of the community to figure out ways to diagnose earlier, to get patients in earlier. So with these new treatments, we can start them earlier and try to make a bigger difference.
So how then would you know as a patient if there's something wrong that you need to get checked out?
Well, it's not that easy because you don't feel ill. I think we've talked about this before. ALS creeps up on you, but the biggest sign for people is something like a weakness that has no pain. Particularly if it's just one arm or just one leg, or like in the case of Tony Proudfoot, a change in your voice that is not due to something obvious. Right. Tony was affected. He was a radio personality, and it changed his voice enough that people noticed it on air, and that's what brought him in to see me.
So once you're diagnosed, what is the current prognosis for somebody with ALS?
The average prognosis is that you will live between 3 and 5 years. There are people whose ALS actually goes faster than that, and then there are those who live 7 to 10 years. And about less than 10% live beyond 10 years. But the first major breakthrough in 25 years has happened with a new drug being approved in the U.S., which makes a little bit of a difference. Yeah. But we now have 2 medications for the disease in the U.S., and we're hoping that we'll get the second one in Canada soon. But what's really extraordinary is that we have about 8 new drugs, all in different stages of development, most of which, in fact, almost all of them are going to be available through our clinical trial unit at the Neuro, and there's at least one other clinical trial unit, one at the SHUM, that's also having a lot of these new drugs that we're trying in patients. And we're very hopeful that we'll get some breakthrough with all this new activity.
Yeah. Do we know what causes it?
Not yet.
Yeah. It's just such a brutal disease.
Yep.
Yeah.
Very much so.
Angela, thanks for your time. Thank you for getting up so early for us. Appreciate that.
Not a problem.
Doctor,
have a great day, Andrew.
You too. Dr. Angela Genge is a world leading expert in neurosurgery and brain injuries and so on, associated with the Montreal Neurological Institute and their ALS Clinical Research Program. She's director there.